You might know the term community-supported agriculture. A CSA is when you pay money to support a local farmer who, in exchange, gives you regular deliveries of food from the farm. Well, how about a community-supported activist? Our EarthFix reporter Ashley Ahern has the story of Carlo Voli.
I cover a lot of oil and coal train public hearings in Washington, and I kept running into this guy, Carlo. He was everywhere, at rallies and protests, organizing kayaktivists against Shell's Arctic drill rig.
Okay. All right, awesome.
Voli does this work full-time, with the financial support of a broad network of people in the region who chip in some money each month. It's just like a CSA, but instead of fresh veggies, his supporters get a serving of local activism. I asked him if I could tag along at a recent rally he was organizing against Shell's proposal to bring oil trains to its refinery in northern Puget Sound. Voli gathered a few politicians, a member of the Tulalip tribe, and 100 or so people outside the Linwood Convention Center. He even had a local musician, Dana Lyons, play a few songs.
Check one. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome.
Before Carlo Voli became a full-time, community-supported activist, he had a day job.
I had a corporate job. I was an international salesman selling marine equipment in Latin America to commercial fishing boats and mega yachts.
But there was a moment back in 2011 when he got the activist bug. He'd read an article about a large protest the environmentalist Bill McKibben was organizing in D.C. against the Keystone XL pipeline.
Something took over me, and that same night I decided that I had to be there, and I bought a ticket to D.C.
How many times have you been arrested since then?
Technically arrested, I think, about five, and detained four times, including two, you know, by the Coast Guard with Shell's oil rigs this past summer here.
What Carlo's doing is brand new. It just shows the willingness of people, I think, to make do and to come up with new approaches and to get creative about organizing and problem solving.
Ryan Provancha is from Linwood and works in IT. He gives Voli $75 a month. He made it to this rally, but he says some people have more money than time to participate in this kind of thing.
I'm glad to have the income that I do. It gives me a little more wiggle room to help with these kinds of things. Knowing that there are other people that are helping to carry it with you, you know that you're able to make it happen.
Voli has 25 other supporters like Provancha, who each give him between $10 and $150 a month. It's enough to pay his mortgage with some housemates and cover food, a bus pass, and biodiesel for his car. He says he doesn't need much.
How's it going so far?
Good. Well, rally started. We got a good turnout, a great lineup of speakers, you know, great display of artful oil train props and banners, and everything is looking pretty good.
The greeny Northwest may be the only place in the country where a guy like Carlo Voli can make a living as a community-supported activist. But for now, it seems to be working. His supporters kicked in enough money for him to go to Paris for the International Climate Talks later this fall. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.